It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, we're going to have a Price City update with Councilwoman Amy Jesperson. A lot going on in Price City. We've got an Easter egg hunt coming up. You know, we got to talk about the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It was such a huge success. And it's going to be community cleanup time. And it's going to be a little different and a little bit of a twist this year. So we're going to talk about that. Amy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
How are things going in Price City right now?
Well, you know, we kind of took a year off because of COVID, but things are starting to pick up again and things are really getting busy. And we just had this great St. Patrick's Day Parade. And just wanted to say thank you to everybody who came out and supported that, you know, whether they were in the parade or just on the sidewalks supporting and enjoying the floats and the festivities. It was a really great day, really great weather. And, you know, when we were planning this parade, we were kind of nervous that we weren't going to get enough support, but that wasn't the case at all. We had a huge parades, huge crowds, and it was really successful.
It's almost like they'd been waiting a year for it, you know?
Exactly. I think people were really looking forward to it, and they want to get out and enjoy spring and, you know, the usual stuff, the parties that we usually put on.
And that was, it was great. It was a lot of fun, a lot of people down there on the parade route. And then the big one's still coming in July, crossing everyone's fingers. It's scheduled right now, the International Days Grand Parade, and we're going to be ready to go for that one, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going, you know, full steam ahead with that.
It's going to be a party. You got to just, you know, coming soon. Details coming soon to you. All right. It's getting to be a little change in the weather, and that means one thing. That means springtime, and springtime always means it's time to get out. We always do it. We get out, straighten up our yards, get rid of things that we don't necessarily need, and this year is no different, but it's going to be a little different this year than in years past, the way it's been done. So let's talk about spring cleanup. When is it, and what changes have been made to it?
So normally in the past, you know, you'd put your lawn clippings and your yard waste, and that's it, out on the curb. No furniture, no appliances, you know, none of that. And the city would come pick it up for like a two-week period. And that kind of taxes our public works department and takes them away from other projects that they were going to do. So last year we kind of made a little change up, and this year we're going to do it again. And so we are not picking up curbside garbage. Don't put your garbage, don't put your yard waste out on the curb. Price City will not pick it up this year. Instead, the county is opening up the dump. There will be no fees to dump yard waste and whatever garbage you have out of the dump between April 12th and 24th. So that's April 12th through 24th. You can take it out there for free. Price City will not be picking up curbside.
And you can take your fridges and stuff out
you
there.
You take your
then,
tires
right?
And your fridge, you know, whatever they accept. I don't know what they accept.
So get out there. And that, once again, is the 12th through the 24th. And I think an important thing to talk about, too, is, you know, if we've learned anything over the last year, it's we have people in our community that may not be able to get out and are not maybe able-bodied to do certain things. You know what? Lend a hand and help them out. I think that's an important thing. And Carbon County, Price area, everybody, it's really important to them. So let's talk about getting out and helping people. And, you know, it's very simple to do, isn't it?
Yeah, super easy. You know, we've got a lot of great churches here between, you know, all the denominations. And they have youth groups and they have volunteers who want to help. So just contact them and let them know, you know, if you're LDS or Catholic or Greek Orthodox, whatever your church is, you know, contact your pastor or bishop and let them know that you might need some help. And they've got people who are willing to help. Also, if you just see that your neighbor is in need or know that they're elderly or don't have a truck or trailer, don't have a way to haul their yard waste or whatever they need hauled out to the dump, and you might have the capacity to do that, like, just help them out. You know, it helps our entire community when we help each other out.
And just pitch in and lend a hand. If you know, that's the other thing. If you know you have a neighbor that is elderly and that is really doesn't get out of the house much, you know what? Pitch in, lend a hand, and go over and help them out with this one as you can, because we're all going to benefit from it. It's like you said.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming up, we're going to start into the barrage of Easter egg hunts in the next couple of weeks. And Price City is no different. Let's talk about the Price City Youth Council's Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, so there are a lot of Easter egg hunts going on. If your child isn't a part of one of these, it's your fault. there's so many going on. But Price Youth Council is putting on an Easter egg hunt in Washington Park on April 3rd at noon. And they've got tons of different eggs. They've got, these are filled with candy and tickets for prizes. And there will be different sections of the park that are designated for different age groups. So you don't have your smaller children mixed in with your older kids, and getting run over in the frenzy of gathering Easter eggs. So, it'll be fun. It can be fun for everybody. And like I said, they've got tons of good prizes.
And, it's kind of nice how everybody's kind of staggered their egg hunts this year. Mm-hmm. So you can hit them all.
Yeah. Yeah. They're on different days. They're at different times. So you can hit them all.
I think the one in Helper that's the same day starts at 9 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go up there, take everything you can, and then come down to Price at noon and hit another one.
Yeah, it's going to be like Christmas all over again.
Just make a day of it.
It's Easter Christmas.
And now I'm assuming that there are going to be some protocols in place with masks and things like that. Is that kind of where we're headed?
Yeah, masks are encouraged, required.
Okay.
They're spacing people out, and it'll all be safe.
Get out and just have some fun. It's time. We can get outside now.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have good weather, and it'll be a great day.
We're looking forward to it. Amy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you taking out the time, and hopefully the next time you're in here, we're talking about International Days.
I think so.
It's going to be time. It's getting closer. It's July, but it's closer.
It's right around the corner.
That's right. That's right. Amy Jesperson with Price City, thanks so much for taking out the time today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.